I'm Ian Saville. I am a Sessions magician.
If I was a bourgeois magician, I'd just change this back into a £20 note. Because I'm a socialist magician.
Possibly the only magician practicing a socialist magic act.
How did you get into magic, and how did you get into being a socialist Marxist magician?
I got into magic when I was very young, when I was a kid, like most magicians do, most people who are magicians. But I got interested in theatre, and I studied theatre at university, but I carried on doing the magic.
I do this act all sorts of ways, in universities. There are some universities where they get me in to the sociology course, and they get me to show the students this bit. And I explain it's the classes and everything, and as long as they've taken that in, they let them off the terms reading.
I was in a political theatre group in the late 70s, and it was at that point I started to incorporate magic into sort of political theatre, and I've done now quite a lot of theatre shows with magic in them as well.
So I know that at this point in the act, almost invariably in an audience of about this size, somebody in the audience will shout out, at this point somebody will shout out, well, what happens in a revolutionary or pre-revolutionary situation? You've got to say, sat in the front, so you can say.
You come across as quite kind of authentically socialist in real life, perhaps, as well.
Well, I try to be, yeah. I'm not, I have my own contradictions, but I try to live a life that is not using more resources than I need to.
And so you came across to Belfast by boat?
I did, yeah. I came on the ferry from Liverpool. I came on the train up to Liverpool and then got the ferry across.
This is the point, in case you don't recognise it, this is the point which the TUC usually tries to settle for about 2%.
So for folk who weren't here today, what kind of tricks were you doing?
Well, I was doing a rope trick that illustrates the class nature of society. I did a trick that was about the money system, which used some capital borrowed from members of the audience.
And she got her capital back in the end?
She got her capital back in the end, yes. So because we're in a transitional society now. So, and I had a bit of ventriloquism, a sort of crosstalk with my mentor Karl Marx, and it was all good fun. I think people enjoyed it. It's not too dry.
How was the lunchtime audience? Sometimes it's hard to get a laugh out of them. Today they were good for them?
They were very good. I mean, you know, they'd obviously been preparing themselves for this. Mm-hmm. They'd been obviously reading all the notes and looking at my source material, and they seem to get all the jokes, which is great. Yeah, lovely audience.
We should find that we have three equal classes, three equal pieces of rope. Thank you.
In political circles, like, how does your act go down?
Depends on the politics. Actually, it goes down well in most circumstances where I perform. I've never performed for a wholly Tory audience, as far as I know. I do occasionally get somebody in the audience who comes up to me at the end and says, oh, "I really, really enjoyed that, although I disagree with everything you said." And I'm never sure whether to feel pleased or sorry about that.
Why is money? Well, Karl Marx tells us...
Do I?
Yeah. Karl Marx tells us that money is not a thing. It is actually a relationship between people. And you can tell that because the relationship between me and Paula has changed.
On the whole, even if it doesn't change people's mind, which it's, you know, you don't expect a magic... If somebody said, I changed my whole political orientation because of watching a magic act, you'd think, well, it must have been fairly shallow to begin with. I think it's there to get people to feel a bit more solidarity with the people around them, to confirm people's understanding of what they believe in. And also, I mean, if people are outside the sort of socialist movement, it gives them a different sort of view of what people who have those politics are about. Mm-hmm. So you know, we're not all humorless, so we can actually look at ourselves in a critical way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.